Hi, I'm Ellie, and you're listening to the Meat and Potatoes Tarot Podcast. Welcome, and a special welcome to all of my wonderful members who are watching the video version on Patreon. Today, we are looking at the Six of Swords. Let's talk about this in some detail. I'm going to give you a lesson, and then we'll chat about it on the other side. Let's begin, shall we? No dilly-dallying today. Now, the first thing you're probably going to notice if you are watching this on video version is that I don't have my usual mat, and that's because my cat Smudgy is sleeping on that mat, and I wouldn't dare interrupt her because she's just too cute. So we're going to my everyday red mat. Let's begin. So a ferryman steers his boat in which a child and an adult sit as passengers. It's implied that the adult is probably the child's mother, but this can't be confirmed as they're entirely hidden by enveloping cloaks. The boat travels towards a destination of shallow mountains and natural landscape. The water to the left of the boat is calm, whereas the water to the right is choppy. In the upright position, the Six of Swords represents transition and moving on, recovery and travel. It's often about moving on to calmer waters. In the reverse position, the Six of Swords represents travel delay, floods and storms. As with other cards in the Rider-Waite deck, there is significance in the positioning of the figures within this card. The man, along with the child and the cloaked adult, are all turned away from the viewer and towards the distant landscape. This, along with the variation in how the waters appear choppy behind them and calm in front of them, demonstrates that the people are departing and possibly even fleeing or being rescued from a turbulent or challenging moment in time. The pale grey of the sky depicts neutrality and a new beginning. There is no judgment of the past upon arrival, and the future promises a clean slate. Similarly, the shallow landscape of soft rolling hills and mountains depicts serenity ahead, a place to recover from the past and to transition into the new. It's worthwhile noting that the scene also shows the man taking the active role while the shrouded adult figure takes the passive role. Given the traditional roles ascribed to male and female figures in the Rider-Waite deck, this aids in the assumption that the passive figure is a woman. The inclusion of a child in the scene further supports this point because children are traditionally seen to be closer to the mother during early years of development. The long pole that the ferryman is using to steer his boat is often depicted as being black or black-brown in color. The color may relate to the mysteries of what the future may hold, that's what the black element relates to, or a sense of returning to an intellectual sense of being grounded or getting back to basics, which is what the brown aspect of the color would refer to. The length or depth of the pole refers to the concept of digging deep to resolve matters of the past. Notice that all of the swords in this scene sit in front of the passengers. Everything from the past is resolved or left behind, and everything ahead has been intellectualized to be simplified, positive, and a move forward in some way. Keeping all of the symbolism in mind, consider how the card may appear in reverse. No longer is the active figure in a dominant position steering towards a calm future. Instead, a childlike helplessness and a passive lack of resistance may be trying to navigate a stormy sea. All of the swords that previously appeared as evidence of a promising new beginning could be stacked up as an insurmountable series of obstacles of past prejudice, bad decisions, bad news, and things that precede the people's arrival at their destination, or possibly a delay in or prevention of traveling altogether. The minimalism of symbols that appear in Six of Swords is an excellent opportunity to acknowledge the sophistication of the Rider-Waite deck's seemingly simplistic design. For those that gain a depth of understanding of tarot, it soon becomes obvious that the cards are anything but simplistic. They are, in my view, a work of pure genius. If you were to ask me what I believe the overall theme is for Six of Swords, I would say the following. Your free will provides you with the tools to achieve a harmonious future, regardless of what has preceded it. Resolve your mind, get back to basics, and move forward into the new. So that was the Six of Swords. As you can see, it didn't need a lot of introduction because it has very simple symbolry or symbolism. I keep saying symbolry and I don't actually think symbolry is a word. Symbolism. Anyway, it'll be an Ellie word. It does have a very simple style of creating symbols. Let's just put it that way. However, the simplicity is part of the genius because every single thing you see in the Rider-Waite deck has meaning of some kind. Never overlook the tiniest little feature because there will be meaning in there. Even, for example, the blackness underneath the man's feet inside the boat. There is something in the boat, that is the base of the boat, but the reason why it's blackened is to demonstrate that they're moving forward into something that's unknown. Everything carries meaning in these cards. And this is one of those example cards that on the face of it looks so simple, but there's so much more to it. So that's it. That is the Six of Swords. So simple and yet so complex. If you'd like to see me put my knowledge of tarot into practice, please do visit the Ellie Dreams and Under channel on YouTube. I do a new video every day of the year, rain or shine, on a wide variety of subjects. I tackle US politics, world affairs, the unexplained, the paranormal, spiritual issues, and I also do personal readings. I hope to see you there. In the meantime, thank you for joining me here, and until next time, take care.